Stag, this is a reading on Dana Coor. Dana is D-A-N-A. D as in David. Dana. Dana Coor. Date of birth, H-O-O-V-E-R, Coor. H-O-O-V-E-R. Date of birth is 2/13/1960. Date of visit is 2/19/24. Please make copy for Lauren Haas, L-A-U-R-E-N, Lauren Haas, H-A-A-S-P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Lauren, thank you for sending Dana Hoover for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking. Was recently sent for a chest CT. Was had a previous history for COPD, was sent for a chest CT in November of 22, at which time she was found to have a right mid-lung nodule as well as mild upper lobe emphysema. The patient was advised to have a follow-up chest CT period. She moved to Florida. This past year, and has not had a chest CT over the past 1 year. She denies any shortness of breath except with exertion, but has a cough and brings up a little mucus. She also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP mask nightly. The patient has gained weight and she denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history, patient's past history has included history of C-section times 2 and a hysterectomy. She has history of hypertension for over 8 years and has hyperlipidemia. No history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies to latex. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smokes half pack per day, has done so for 40 years. Also smokes marijuana regularly. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of breast cancer. Father is alive at age 85. Next paragraph, medalist. Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Nebulized Duonet solution, Q6 hours. Telmisartan, 40-12.5 milligrams daily. And she was also on Crestor, 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, next paragraph is system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has coughing spells and some shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains. And she denies anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has no joint pains, but has muscle aches. And denies any blackout spells. She has no skin rash, no itching. And yeah, that's it. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing sign. There was just a peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 164, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Nasal mucosa is edematous. Here is no inflammation. Next up, no venous cyst tension, trach midline. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds at the bases with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the anthems are regular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor, that's it. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is chronic cough with reactive airways. Number three, hypertension. Number four is hyperlipidemia. And number five is nicotine dependency. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and marijuana smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was also advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And a complete pulmonary function study. So we'll continue with the nebulized Duvernay solution 3 times daily. A follow-up visit will be arranged here in 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Oh, please add in the final diagnosis also. Number five is right lung nodule. Please add in the final diagnosis right lung nodule. Patient will come for follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Lauren Haas, HAASPA-C. Lauren Haas, PA-C. Dr. Suzanne.